In Japan, during the first days of the new year, the Kakazome Festival takes place. It's dedicated to putting the first marks on paper for the new year, and it's become an occasion for Japanese children to demonstrate their grasp of traditional calligraphy. The practice itself began centuries ago in temple schools, where, among other things, the art of calligraphy was taught. One was expected to write something mindfully beautiful on paper, a poem or a resolution for the new year, something important to set the tone for the coming months. For most of us, the first mark that's put on paper about us is our name, something that sets a tone, in some cases, for a lifetime. Here's a poem for all those new millennium babies who have just been named. Corin, Omar, and Marianne, Cynthia, Tomas, Charlemagne, Florio, Koji, and Philippa, an angel gives us each our name. Sometimes she sends it in a dream, or on the wind, or in the rain. Sometimes she keeps it many years, a shining leaf on the family tree, Abraham, Petra, or Timothy. Sometimes she knows by a baby's gurgle or how she kicks before she's born. That's Anna, she says, ready to dance. Oh, and that's Kofi doing a back somersault, and Liang, the poet, ready to rhyme. And sometimes she whispers it in our mother's ear, Carlos, Fatima, Guinevere, or lets Papa hear it while he's making a chair. Abdullah, Rosie, Esperanza, Pierre. We don't know how she does it, but each name fits just so. Maya, or Elvis, or Meku, Benjamin, or Yanni, Abigail, or simply